Okay, good morning. This is Sister Mona. I just pray that any sister that's listening today is doing well. Let's go ahead and pray. Father, I just ask for any sister that's listening today that this just really helps her have a lot of clarity and understanding about your Holy Spirit and His character so that she may fully embrace Him and just bear more fruit for your glory. I ask all these prayers, you Father, in Jesus' name. Amen. Okay, so going through Isaiah 33 in the book of Amos and talking about times of judgment and how dangerous they can get, okay, and the need to walk in the Holy Spirit more perfectly, okay, because He's the one that's going to guide you through all of the trials that you're going to be going through. You need to be able to hear His voice and obey Him, okay, and just talking about as you grow, you know, hearing the Holy Spirit and types of tribulations and just trials that you can encounter, okay? And one of which is as you get conformed to the image of Christ and filled with the Holy Spirit, what you may see is that there's just things that He doesn't like. And what can happen, I went over some verses inwardly, okay, is that you just feel really troubled, okay, and really bothered by things. And if you don't understand that that's Him, okay, you can think that you're doing something wrong. Just going over examples of this. This is Matthew chapter 17, okay? Starting at verse 16, it says, oh, this is where the disciples are trying to cast out a spirit and they can't get him out. It says, "And I brought him to thy disciples and they could not cure him. Then Jesus answered and said, O faithless and perverse generation, how long shall I be with you? How long shall I suffer you? Bring him hither to me." Okay. And just seeing Jesus' reaction there. Okay. A lot of times people dance around this scripture. Okay. Because of the way that the Lord is just so, He's bothered. He's irritated. He doesn't like what's going on. Okay. Later on, they ask why they couldn't get it out. And Jesus says, because of your unbelief, He says, "For verily I say unto you, if you have faith as a grain of mustard seed, ye shall say unto this mountain, remove hence to yonder place, and it shall remove, and nothing shall be impossible unto you." But you could see he's bothered there, okay? Very clearly, saying, "Oh, faithless and perverse generation, how long shall I be with you? How long shall I suffer you?" And it's really important, too, to look at that verse where he says, "How long shall I suffer you?" Because that's what ends up happening. It's not in any way, shape, or form that you don't love the person that's sinning. You do, okay? But that's exactly what you're doing, is you're suffering it, okay? Because it's a place of, like, it's torment inside. You hear with Jeremiah, he wants to leave. He doesn't like what they're doing, okay? But you suffer it, and this is, you know, the book of Corinthians, First Corinthians, chapter 13, that love suffereth long, and you see it with Jesus. He's there, and he's suffering it, but he doesn't like it, okay? And it's really important, too, to look at that and not get, and not get offended, you know what I mean? And see, there's just things that he doesn't like, and you just should stop doing them, okay? And say, okay, I'm wrong. Let me knock it off, okay? He doesn't like this. But I just want you to see his character, because it's all the same, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. They all have the same character, okay? And so, but you'll see this reaction within yourself, okay? Where you're like, how long do I have to just keep bearing with this and dealing with this, with what's going on with this person, because I'm extremely unhappy. I don't like it, okay? And that's exactly what you do. And that is the real definition of love, because a lot of times people get so mixed up with all this flattery and stuff like that. And you see, it's honest, okay? It's honest. You don't like what's going on. You don't like what they're doing, but you love the person and you stick it out and you suffer it because you care about their soul, okay? And which is what's going to happen. The Holy Spirit will bring you to these places where you don't like what the person's doing. It's driving you insane. And oftentimes you won't hear or see anything, okay? You'll just be very quiet and not say anything. You know what I mean? A lot of these struggles go on inside, okay? Where you feel all of this like tension and stuff like that. And you're just kind of quiet outwardly, but inwardly you need to know what's going on so you can understand that that it's just the Holy Spirit. He doesn't like certain things. I'll go ahead and leave it there for today, Father. I just ask for any sister that's starting your day that she has a fruitful day, abounding in the Spirit and glorifying your Son. I ask all these prayers you place in Jesus' name. Amen.